All right, so investigations. This is really in the context primarily from, a harassment, civil rights perspective. There's lots of different types of investigations. Some of these rules would apply, or concepts would apply in any kind of investigation. Others are pretty specific to this kind of arena. And I will tell you that I find investigations to be a lot like divorces. You can stop and you can think that they're cookie cutter, but reality is they're all different. It takes being ready to kind of think outside the box and go with the flow, because they can take on a life of their own, and don't get too ingrained in any specific thing that I say that it has to be that way, because sure as shoot, the first one that you do next, or the next one you do, it'll be just totally counterintuitive. So follow your gut, and do what you feel like you can. Face a jury and explain why you did it that way, or face an employee and explain why you did it the way you did it, because ultimately, it's really, you can't get sued for a negative or a negligent investigation, at least in Texas. So there's not a lot of risk if you get it wrong, but if you have to sell it to a jury, you want one that you can look them in the eye and sell. So it's important to make those judgment calls. Okay, so affirmative defense may exist if once the employer knew or should have known of a violation, like harassment, did it investigate and take prompt action, reasonably calculated to correct the problem. So this becomes part of the affirmative defense, that you conducted the investigation and took prompt and appropriate remedial action. So what does that investigation look like, and how do you go about doing it?